So I have 10 keys to success from some stuff that I've read from Robert Hershovic. He's from Shark Tank. He's a son of a factory immigrant worker, if you're not familiar with him, and he's a multi-millionaire from a cybersecurity company he created. So, number one, key to success, no pun intended, no DJ Khaled shit here. Be great at what you do. Choose one thing and be great at it. Number two, never complain. Which brings me to number three. Just keep going. Consistency is key. Find one thing, be great out of it, never complain about it, keep going, be consistent and efficient. Number four, create value for your customers. That should be the purpose of your business. Not the money you make, not the fame, not the attention you receive. Nothing should be more important than creating value for your customers. That goes for nothing, for every job you can possibly do in life. Create value for your customers. Number five, become the person others want to know. Most people say it's who you know. Well, some person may know other people than others. That didn't sound right. Some people know more people than others. I may have just said that, I don't know. But those people you may know may not be of value. They may not have the connections you need. But if you become the person others want to know, they're going to come seek for your advice, for your business, for ideas, and you're going to bring value to your customers, your peers, and your friends. Doesn't matter if they're doing business with you or not. Number six, listen to yourself, your intuition, and your senses. Always, always, always go with your gut feeling. If you know it's wrong, it's wrong. Don't do it. Number seven, leave your emotions out of it. If you're having a great day at work, a bad day at work, you're having a tough time at home, if you're having an issue with something, when you come to do business and you go to speak to your client, you have to treat each and every one of your clients the same way. It doesn't mean to go be a jerk to your clients and treat all your clients as a jerk, but everybody loves a nice person. Number eight, be able to adapt. Be efficient. You must be able and willing to survive in any situation you're put in. Number nine, find what makes you tick. Something you're great at. If it makes money, great. If it doesn't, well, you still love what you do. You're great at that one thing. You're never going to complain because you love it, and you're going to keep going with it. They say the harder you work, the luckier you get. And it's true. The more work you put in, the more effort you put in, others will see that. They see you're creating value for them, and they're going to come to you. They want to meet you because you bring value. Number 10, you are in control of everything that happens to you. Things that happen may be good, they may be bad, but you have full control of how you react to it. Not being able to succeed is okay. The journey is what makes it worth it. You learn from the journey and you grow from it. And the next time you have something to look back at and be able to grow from that, and based off of that experience, you can make better decisions, whether it have been something good or bad. I may have repeated myself a lot. Yeah, I'm the mortgage guy. Check out my next post.